often on this program like to highlight people who are doing the right thing.
Yes, we
do. In a city that often is, well, let's just say, maligned, I think is the proper way to say it. I'm thinking about suing some people over this. I'm just not sure who to start with. Oh, I have some ideas.
We are in the news for a lot of the wrong reasons. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, we are.
We
but there
great
are some
people here.
There are some great stories, and you're about to meet one of them. Jazz Booth is the president and founder of Final Salute. And Jazz is a Chicago native. Grew up in Cabrini Green, right? Housing
yes.
project there. And then you went into the United States Army.
Yes.
Yes. And how long were you in the Army?
17 years.
17 years!
Wow.
17 years in the Army. Did you go straight out of high school to the Army? Did you go to college? What did you do first?
I actually went to college first on a basketball scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my younger, more agile days.
And you're a mom as well.
Yes, I'm a mom. I have two boys, one age 21 and one age 6. The oldest serves in the Air Force.
Wow. Quite a range, too.
I know.
Old
I don't look nearly
six.
Old enough
you
to
don't.
Have a 21-year-old.
There you go. There's,
absolutely
there's
don't.
The right answer right there. Now, you're a disabled Army veteran, too.
Yes, I
yes.
am.
And can you explain that a little bit to us?
Yes. Well, I experienced cancer while I was in the Army. I was actually a month from shipping out to Iraq when I got a head, neck, and throat cancer diagnosis.
Wow.
So I wasn't able to deploy. So I had a rare form of cancer called adenoid cystic carcinoma, which is one of the more aggressive and reoccurring forms. Yeah. So I spent the next 6 months at Brooke Army Medical Center going through surgeries and radiation therapies. And so that's part of my disability. But from that, through all of the radiation, head, neck, and radiation, throat radiation, and also radiating part of my brains. Brains. I only have one.
Some guys have two, but it's a separate issue.
But I developed cognitive decline from that, and also I struggle daily with major depressive disorder.
Oh, man.
Wow. And so now, how did all of this culminate? First of all, again, thank you for your service, 17 years in the United States Army, but you... Coming out of that, you then decided to turn your attention to homelessness in America. And
yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, my unit 4 deployed, and I couldn't go, obviously, because of my diagnosis.
Sure.
But 2 months prior to that, I had just lost everything in Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, as that's where I was mobilized from. So there was no New Orleans to go back to either. And so once I finished my cancer treatment, I was discharged. And they said, go to the VA. The VA will have services for you. So I went to the VA, took my DD-214. Hey, I'm honorably discharged veteran. Gave them the whole spiel about the cancer, couldn't go to Iraq. And now I'm homeless. And I was
because you've got no place to go.
And
so where you actually lived, your home there was destroyed by Katrina?
Right. Everything was completely gone on the side of town that I lived in. I had an apartment there. All my things were in storage at the time. But my unit and my job was actually back in New Orleans. But everything was still displaced, you know, at that time. And so, but I was basically turned away from the VA because I was a woman. And I was told to go get on welfare and food stamps like every other single mother.
That is
horrifying. Wow.
Horrifying.
And
we've heard about the treatment of veterans through the VA system. And that is just yet another example of what absolutely we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Treatment while in the Army was good, though. Your medical treatment was good, would you say?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was just a transition from...
Yeah, to being...
Yeah, it's just like a one day, a 24-hour period, like my whole life just completely changed.
You talk a lot about that, too, with the Army, that the Army has had, because it's so large, a big green machine, that when people are coming out, especially during the Iraq and Afghanistan, the war on global terror period, is that the people were coming off and you know, getting discharged and then back into the world quickly without any kind of... In some cases, I mean, you see this in the movie The Hurt Locker, right? They talk about this kind of thing where people, they weren't, the Army was not very good at rotating people back and servicing them into getting them ready for civilian life again. And they were just kind of dropped back out. Yours is a little different story, but just as compelling and you know, just as tragic in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
So from that, what happened?
So I ended up sleeping on my aunt's couch with my son. He was 9 at the time. This is the airman now. And, you know, I started feeling sorry for myself and just basically depression was spiraling out of control. And I just realized one day, you know, nobody is, you know, coming to my pity party. So, you know, you know, the one thing the Army teaches you is to, you know, never accept defeat. And so, you know, I needed to get up off that couch and do something, not only for me, but for my son. And so I eventually found a job with the Missouri Army National Guard, ended up back on active duty. Mm-hmm. But I, through that whole experience, I never forgot about what happened to me. And I was curious to see how many other women veterans this was happening to. And once, a couple of years later, I started to do some research and found out that there were tens of thousands of other women experiencing the same thing that I did. But the services had not caught up with them. There was nothing in addition to help them uniquely. And so that's what had me to start Final Salute.
So it's amazing. Aggressive cancer diagnosis, everything lost to Katrina, homeless, and out of that came a beautiful thing.
Well, in the military, when you go through a bunch of bad stuff and they ask you a question, but did you die? So
I guess that's the standard. That's a good way to look at it. I like that. I'm going to try that on my daughter. Did you die? Right. Okay, I don't want to hear it then. But it's just amazing.
All right, so now explain, how big is Final Salute?
Final Salute, we are based in the Washington, D.C. metro area, but we help women veterans regardless of their location. So we started in November of 2010, and we've been able to assist over 2,000 women veterans and children in over 30 states and territories. And this is all without federal funding.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is a statistic that I find unbelievable, mm-hmm. actually, that your organization says that there are currently 55,000 homeless female veterans nationwide.
Yes, but I know that the VA statistics is going to say something like 3,000 or 4,000. But however, the federal definition of homelessness is very minimal in what it covers. And so take for me, for instance, when I slip on my auntie's couch.
You weren't counted.
Right. I wasn't counted. And I had to explain to them, you know, a couch is not a home.
Right.
And so a lot of women veterans are, because they have children.
Displaced people who may have a roof over their heads at night, but are not living in a place that is their own.
Right. And you're basically at the liberty of whomever's couch or wherever you're staying, yeah. you know,
right.
And it's a lot harder when you have kids because you can't be on a street. So the federal definition requires you to be like physically homeless, like out on the street.
Right.
But the one with a child, if you're physically on a street, you're going to lose your kid. And so we do things like stay from house to home, sometimes sleeping in our cars, or even stay in domestic violence situations because those are the very few options that we have.
It seems like you're tapping into a population that really was drastically underserved before. Are you hearing that as you talk to people and your organization is reaching out and helping them?
Yes, and it hasn't gotten any better, unfortunately, and it's only going to get worse. Because, again, with the influx of veterans that are now, the VA is saying, hey, come to us. But the services are not able to serve the veteran population that they have. And, you know, with the wars drawing down and the military's downsizing, it's only going to get worse. But the typical male veteran is usually without family. Over 70% of the women that come to Final Salute for support have at least 2 children in their care.
Mm. Wow.
What a difference, yeah.
I think it's an untold story. So
really
we're glad
is.
You're here to tell it because it's
you
one of those.
Inspire so much, Jazz. My gosh. Okay. Anybody's ever been down on their luck? Wow.
But did you die? Remember?
Right.
Did you die? I'm writing that down. I'm going to use that.
You know, I kind of hate you just a little bit right now because now that's the kind because I like to have a pity party for myself about, you know, once an hour. And now I'm going to have to ask myself, but did I die?
Let's ask each other that.
Right.
Complain about the stupid stuff. Yeah. My gosh.
Until that moment when I do and I go, see, I told you.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it. All right, Jazz, thank you very much. All right, people want to get involved in this. How do they find Final Salute?
They can find us on our website. We're on Facebook and also Twitter, but the website is www.finalsaluteinc.org.
Finalsaluteinc.org. And this is helping thousands of female veterans, women veterans, who are found themselves in situations like you found yourself in, and
yes.
That need a helping hand, place to stay, you know, help with their kids, whatever it happens to be, and get them back sort of rotated into the world here. And you're right, in the downsides, although it seems to me that there may now be kind of a new surge, but we're talking about people who've had decades-long careers, potentially, like you did, 17 years,
mm-hmm.
Coming out, and you just think about all that went into that world, and then people come out and they don't necessarily have easily translatable skills. I always make the argument that if you have a business, you should hire veterans, you should hire people from the United States military because they are among the best trained people in the country. You could talk about college educations and all that, and those are all great, can be great, but you when you find soldiers and sailors and airmen, Marines that are coming, Coasties that are coming out, you can't believe what it is that they know. Sometimes young kids, you know, done one or two tours, and they're in their 20s, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, how, you know, you don't see that a lot. You know, they're not playing Halo in their basement. They were playing it for real.
for real, right?
So this is a very different. It's a great cause, and you're going to help a lot of people who really do need it, and do need the recognition too as well. So thank you very much for doing that. Final Salute Incorporated.com, Inc. Right.
.org.
And .org. Mm-hmm. That's even better. Even better. .org. Thank you.
No problem.
And see, I'm listening. That's what I'm doing here. And you're winning an award tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Now, I know you probably don't want to talk about this because humility has been beaten into you by some drill sergeant somewhere. But what's the award?
I am getting the Heart of Champions Award from the Girls in the Game organization. And I actually do want to talk about this one because this is actually, I've done many things and got many accolades, but this is my first Chicago award, so it's great to be home and be awarded by the city that I was born and raised in.
That is incredible.
Awesome.
I mean, because Oprah has already, you know, talked about what you've done and what you've been through, and the CNN Heroes Award. I mean, you have received so many awards, but that's great that back home where you're from.
Yeah, and also because of supporting, you know, young girls who may have been the same situation that I was in growing up in the part of Chicago with not that many opportunities or role models. So I can definitely relate to them, and that's why it hits so close to home for me.
And it's Heart of a Champion, the 22nd anniversary of Field of Dreams Gala, and it's right across the street here from us at the Intercontinental Hotel on Michigan Avenue. So yes. Congratulations on that. If people want to attend that or get involved in it, that is girlsinthegame.org, I think, is the website for that.
Yes.
Your people here are
just
nodding along,
nodding. Like that sounds right.
Yeah, I guess we got that down. We're really just here for jazz, but I suppose that's how that goes. All right, Jazz, thank you very much. And again, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And your heroism for the United States
of
America. Violetta Pytomedic, another great American hero of sorts, on her birthday, gives you the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.